Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you and we praise you and we thank you for your word. And Lord, I praise you for revealing your word to us and showing us how to act on your word. Lord, I praise you for the word. And as the word goes out today, may you open the hearts and minds of many people that they may learn how the Word of God works as they hear me talk about this magnificent testimony of what you did for me and my family this past year. And I want to give you all the praise and the glory and the honor now for what you've done, because only you are worthy to receive that praise and honor. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I'm going to give you an update. It's been a year this week, on October the 13th, a year ago, and as many of you know, I am a man of faith that's walked with the Lord, served Him, and a year ago this week, on October the 13th, my wife died in a car accident, and my 24-year-old daughter died with her in that accident, and also they told me that my granddaughter, which was 3 at the time, and another little girl like a granddaughter, her name was Kelly, was not live. When I got to the hospital, they told me that the 2 girls probably wouldn't live through the night. They said the 6-year-old might accidentally make it, but the 3-year-old, which was my granddaughter, that it would be impossible for her to live. Now, you got to remember, the 6-year-old, she had her head crushed and both pelvics broken. That's pretty severe. My granddaughter, which was 3, had her skull fractured in 5 places. Her face was just tore all to pieces where she hit the seat in front of her at 140 mile an hour closure speed. 2 vehicles going 70 miles an hour hit head on a highway. No brakes, nothing. They just awful what it did. You couldn't even tell my car was a car. It tore it up so bad. But it was just devastating to think about what did happen there that day. But my granddaughter's face was tore up so bad. She had internal bleeding and problems. When I got to the hospital, she was bleeding out of her nose, her mouth, her eyes, her ears. Everywhere that blood could run out of her, it was running out of her. Her injuries internally was so severe they didn't even know what all they were. And her right knee was crushed and her left leg was broken below the knee and then right above the ankle. So her left leg broken in 2 places and right knee crushed. And of course the most severe portion of it was that in the impact, that it was so severe, the MRI showed it severed her brain from her head. It disconnected her brain stem and it disconnected her brain from her eyes. And so they told me there was no hope. It's absolutely no hope. But being a man of faith, walking in obedience to God's word and all that I know, I opened God's word to John 15:7, and I quoted John 15:7. Now, there is a requirement for John 15:7 to work for you, and that is that if the Word of God remains in you and you remain in Christ, then you can ask Him anything you want to, and He will do it for you. Now, that is a promise from our King in John 15:7. I quoted that promise to our King over my granddaughter, and then I praised and thanked the Lord for raising her up. And then, of course, little Kelly, the 6-year-old, I quoted John 16:23-24, where the Lord says, "Before now you have asked me nothing. But from this day forth," He said, "you can ask the Heavenly Father anything you want to in my name, and He will do it for you that your joy may be full." Now, those are pretty awesome promises that's in God's Word. So I took that promise and asked the Father in the name of Jesus to raise Kelly up and do such a great and mighty miracle of restoration to her body that everybody would know that He did it, so He would be glorified. Well, little Kelly, in 1 week, was out of ICU, and 1 more week, she was out of the hospital. And by Wednesday, 2.5 weeks after the incident, she was back in school running and playing. Now, the doctors couldn't believe that this little girl, that had both pelvics broken. They said she should not have walked a step short of 2 or 3 months, not 2 or 3 weeks. But in 2.5 weeks, the King we serve, and his name is Jesus, had completely restored this little girl, and she was back in school running and playing. But I said my granddaughter would be out of the hospital in a week, too. But in a week, she hadn't moved. She was still laying there. They didn't think she would live. But I was standing on God's mighty word, quoting the scriptures, and, of course, her little face that was tore up so bad. I was quoting John 14:13-14, where the Lord gives us a double whammy there that we can ask the Father anything we want to in the name of Jesus, and it will be ours. So we just thank him and praise him for his answers. And as I thanked him and praised him for those answers, in 2 weeks, the face was completely healed without a scar or a scab or a mark or anything. The Lord just did a beautiful, awesome, awesome work for me there. But I continued to quote his word. Now then, as I quoted his word, that second Thursday we were in there, on the second Monday morning, they called a meeting and they wanted Dr. Marks, which is head of neurology. He wanted us to go ahead and pull all the tubes out of her. He said she was breathing on a machine and it would be impossible for her to live. So he wanted to just go ahead and pull the tubes, and he said she will die. And when she does, you do not want to resuscitate her with a machine because she'll just be a vegetable. I told him, I said, we won't have to resuscitate her. She will breathe on her own, and she will cough, and she will run and play again because the Lord made me promises. Now, you must learn that you release your faith with your tongue. You have to say out of your mouth with no doubt in your heart what God's word says. Now, if you can do that, it will cause the King to come on the scene, and he will do great and mighty things for you. Because as I said those things, since the head of neurology said that he had done 2 MRIs and there was nothing attached to her brain, her eyes were disconnected, her brain was just completely disconnected from everything. So he said there was nothing to tell her to cough, to move, so she could never move. If you kept her on a machine, she would just be a vegetable laying there. But I released my faith with my tongue, and I said, no, God made me promises. He made them. He cannot break them. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. So she will run and play again. Well, it took quite a bit of time. Absolutely no surgeries. Whenever I said they would pull the tubes and she would breathe, she did. And she coughed. And she did everything they said was impossible for her to do. But as we brought her home, she couldn't set up. She couldn't walk. So I would set her up and I'd say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to sit. And I had to do that over and over and over until she could sit up. And then I had to do it over and over and over for her to stand up. And then over and over and over until she could walk. And then when she was doing virtually everything, not quite everything, she was walking, she was still blind. I did everything I knew to do, and I could not get her eyes back. So I called about 40 people to come meet with me, and we met on January the 6th for 2 solid hours, and we stood on about 6 or 8 of God's mighty promises, calling him into remembrance of his promises and thanking for the answers, and within 3 weeks, her eyes were connected, and she could see again. But the thing that has really bothered me, we had one thing that something happened to a check valve in her throat, and whenever they checked it, they said it was not closing, so we couldn't feed her through the mouth. So they had to put a little button in her tummy to feed her liquid, and we've been doing that all this time. We would take her back for a test, and she wouldn't pass it. They'd say, you can't feed her. Finally, one day, I realized where I was making my mistake. I realized that everything else I had done by total faith. But this, I was waiting for the doctors to tell me the check valve was working so that we could start feeding her and it never happened. Every time we would take her back for a check, she had failed the test. The little flapper valve was not working. And the doctor would clearly say, don't you dare give her anything to eat or drink, because it'll go into her lungs and it'll kill her. Well, we listened to the doctor for months. And then here about a month ago, I finally told my son-in-law, I said, I know what we're doing wrong. God's word said when we ask, we must believe we have received with no doubt in our heart. Now that's Mark 11:24. When you ask, whatever you ask for, when you pray, believe you have received it, and it shall be yours. I said, Toby, we have not stood on God's word. I said, we have asked, and we're going to ask one more time for that little valve to work, and to work perfect, and then we're going to thank the King for his promise, and then we're going to believe it's done, and then we're going to start feeding her and giving her something to drink out of that little cup that they drink out of when they're little like that. And we're going to trust God that it's a done deal. He and I made that decision about a month ago. Even though the doctors had said, don't you dare give her anything to eat or drink by mouth because you'll kill her. We ask, according to Mark 11:24, for the Lord to restore that little flapper valve in her throat and make it work perfect. And then we praised him and thanked him for his promise. And we started feeding her and giving her drink. And today, in fact, not the day that this tape is being played, but Friday, last Friday, or on Friday, on about the whatever it was, just a few days ago from the day I'm making this tape, we took her in and we had this swallow test done, and she passed the swallow test with flying colors. Those little valves were working perfect. Now that just reconfirms that you must believe God. If you believe him, he'll do exactly what he said he'll do. He is a faith God. So praise his holy name. I invite you to contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. There we have a list of our video and audio tapes. Also invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. We are in North Dallas. We are at 10921 Shady Trail. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Coming down 35E, you exit at Walnut Hill and go east 4 blocks to Shady Trail and turn south on Shady Trail. We're about 300 yards on the right. We start at 2 p.m. Come expecting a miracle from the Lord.